WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The possibility of impeachment hearings is a grave matter, but the Star Report is also providing unprecedented material for America's humorists. We're going to talk to a couple of humorists and see how they're dealing with the story. Jim Morris is a political impressionist who specializes in impressions of President Clinton. He's been featured at the White House and the Washington Correspondents' Dinner. He's also the co-author of White House Confidential, the little book of weird presidential history. We called Jim Morris Monday afternoon after he'd seen the video of the president's grand jury testimony. Now, when you started off doing Bill Clinton in your routine, you were mocking things like Clinton's Big Mac attacks. There's a long, big distance between Big Mac attacks and dealing explicitly with questions about a sexual relationship. So how are you handling this new sexual material?
Well, it's really no different because he is a man of huge appetites. We've all known that already, so none of this comes as a shock to me. What amazes me is how open it's been. The fact that they're airing this stuff, broadcasting it, and it really troubles me that it sort of takes the shock value away if I want to do a joke about it. I mean, it's such an easy joke. Sex is easy to begin with for a comedian to get on stage and get big laughs, but these jokes are flying across the internet at lightning speed, and to compete with that and to stay original and to step out of the gutter is a challenge. So how am I dealing with it? I'm trying to get very clever, because you're competing with Jay Leno and David Letterman and all these other folks who are sending jokes over the internet. And you have to be even more creative.
So how are you dealing with oral sex and cigars in your routine? Are you going near there?
Sure. I mean, it's very difficult. I always like to work clean, but I can give you an example of how I walk the line. Well, you know, my advice to President Clinton would have been to go in there with Kenneth Starr, with the folks in the jury room, the grand jury, in another part of town. My advice to him would have been to do what everybody else in the country is doing, and that's making fun of the situation. Maybe Clinton could have won some points if he went in there and said, "Look, I know you know that I, you know, wasn't completely truthful. Well, let me go in there and humor the guy." Well, Mr. Starr, that's a very good question, but I have to tell you that she wasn't on my staff at the time. Seriously, folks, I wasn't lying. I was sitting on the edge of my desk. But seriously, folks, my first lady, she wasn't my first, but I married her anyway. And she wasn't my last, as I'm sure you've all gathered. But you, the American people, and especially the folks sitting there watching me on closed circuit TV, I want the jurors in the grand jury process, I want you all to know, you should have seen this coming. I said when I was reelected that during a second term in the White House, I would not be doing any major redecorating, but that I did want to pick up an occasional piece.
Because of the sexual nature of the presidential scandal, we're hearing a lot of sexual talk in prime time on television, sexual words used in newspapers like never before. And I'm wondering what that's got you thinking.
Well, it's got me thinking that Bill Bennett's on to something. He's on to a losing battle. I mean, you look at all of prime time. I mean, Fox Network, MTV, and it's filtering out into the major networks now, where you tune in and you see, "Hello, I am Ted Koppel, and this is," you know, and then he says a word, you know, a naughty word. And when you see a news anchor come on and read the news and use these words, it just kind of shakes me up a little bit. "Hello, I'm Tom Brokaw with NBC Nightly News. Miss Lewinsky, having accepted the presidential chaperillo, responded, and I quote, 'Honey, do you like it when I,' you know, I mean, I just, this is like we're living in a surreal movie, I think. The president's peccadilloes." I do tune into NBC to see him pronounce those kind of words, but I would imagine the other newscasters are wrestling as well with these words that we only use behind closed doors. You figure that certain shows and networks should be safe. I was watching 60 Minutes the other night. A show I can watch with my kids, but I don't know. Andy Rooney comes on, and he says, "Hello, I'm Andy Rooney. Did you ever look at a prophylactic lately? Why do they call them rubbers anyway? I mean, you certainly can't wear them on your feet. And even if you could, you'd leave awfully strange footprints on the beach now, wouldn't you? You know, I mean, this is stuff that, I mean, my kids can't see this. I'm embarrassed."
Now, Kenneth Starr is such a major part of the story, but we actually hear very little of him directly. You know, we hear him speak very seldom. Have you heard Kenneth Starr enough to be able to do an impression of him?
No, I haven't. And I suppose if I really wanted to, I could tape what little we have of him. You know, I could sling the jacket over my shoulder as I stand in a driveway next to a car. But I try to recognize ahead of time whether or not he will be recognizable enough for the masses so that if I did perfect an impression, people would get it, would understand and say, "Hey, yeah, that was worth the time. We all know Kenneth Starr." So what I'm doing instead is I'm looking ahead at possible hearings on the Hill, and I'm picking out certain congressmen and eventually senators who will be very visible with public hearings. So I'm working on a Hyde impression, a Conyers impression. There are plenty of others up there. That's who I'm working on right now.
Boy, you're going to have to do a whole committee, huh?
Well, why not? Why not? I could try the president myself. I could try him myself, and I could defend myself as Clinton.
Have you ever performed for the president?
Yes, I have. It was a very impromptu meeting. It was, you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah.
I was meeting with the vice president, and he has a little office in the White House, and he took me by the hand and said, "Oh boy, you got to follow me here." And I sort of assumed he was taking me to meet with the president. He was really amused with me, you see. I was doing President Bush in his office saying, "Hey, how about this, Al? You like this office? I was here for 8 years with President Reagan, yet Barber bought me box lunch every day. I really enjoyed it here." So he said, "Follow me." Takes me into the Oval Office, of all places, and it's just the three of us standing there. Gore to my left, Clinton to my right, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. And here I am. What do I do? So I just went into character and took over. I was effectively the president for, about 10 or 15 minutes. And I remember before I left, I offered the president, I said, "Do you need me to make any phone calls for you on your behalf?" And he said, I can think of a few people I'd like to, yeah, why not? You know, that'd be fun. And, so I was doing shtick in the Oval Office. It was a lot of fun. But if I only knew what I know today, I would have washed my hands on the way out.
Well, you've studied several recent presidents and done them in your act. Do you have any thoughts about what some recent presidents might be thinking about what President Clinton is going through?
Oh, sure. Oh, hold on. Let me put on former President. Mr. Bush?
Hey, how are you? Is this Terry Gross? How are you? You know, I think it's... You know, I don't want to say we didn't want to use any of this during the campaign back in 92, but we knew what he was made of. I think Ron wants to say something here.
Hello? Hello? Yes. Well, God bless you. I just have to say, back in my day, we never even had fellatio. Oh, no. Why, back then, we had to do just about everything by hand.
Well, Jim Morris, I really thank you for talking with us.
Was it Jim Morris speaking with you? Yes, I was here. Okay. Well, it was nice talking with you, Terry.
Jim Morris is a political impressionist and co-author of White House Confidential, The Weird Book of Presidential History.